Taxes will increase slightly in the city of Bloomington. Aldermen voted to increase the property tax levy for the library. The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. Mayor Terry Renner is in the studio and will also talk about the budget process, a series of mayoral town hall meetings, and fire department response times. Mayor, thanks for joining us on Sound Ideas.
Great to be here, Mike.
While the library levy will increase, property taxes for the city of Bloomington itself will not increase. Taking this revenue option off the table, how will Alderman close the up to $3 million deficit facing the city in the next budget?
Well, that's a great question. That's the pun intended silver dollar question. At this point, let's just also clarify about the library. I think we were talking about $3 a year, something like that. It's an extremely minimal amount of money that the library was asking for. But the city of Bloomington's 13% of the property tax bill is remaining flat. It has been steady or a slight decline in property taxes for about the last 7-8 years. The city council has most years unanimously stayed away from that. So if property taxes are off the table, taxes generally, I think there's very little appetite for any kind of raising of taxes. It could be that we are facing quite a few cuts in certain services. It may very well be also that we focus on some user fees and obviously more ways to grow the local economy. And that's one of the most important ways that you're able to provide the services that are necessary by growing the local economy.
Interim City Manager Steve Rasmussen announced meetings with aldermen prior to the holiday break to review the budget. Sounds like he'll be simplifying it for aldermen, 4 high-level slides. What will aldermen see, do you think, and will it give them some direction on what could be some tough decisions facing city programs and services?
I don't know that it's giving direction. I think it's just identifying as precisely as possible the problem. And as I understand it, we tentatively have a date, and that will be December 20th, the date actually of my last town hall meeting. And that will be at noon in City Hall, unless something has changed. Literally, as I just left City Manager Steve Rasmussen about 20 minutes ago, that seemed to be something that 6 aldermen could make and me. So that looks like that'll be the briefing. And then the other 2 aldermen will be briefed the next day. It's basically just a budget briefing about where we are this year and why over the next several years we've got some serious challenges. Some of it is that we adopted that bold police and fire pension policy that we got an award for. And we did have a dedicated revenue stream, but that dedicated revenue stream covered us for a few years. We had 5 to 6 really tough years, and we're in the middle of that. So we've got a few of those. The other thing is, of course, is that our revenues are flat or declining, especially sales taxes. Since we've stayed away from property taxes as much as we possibly can, we have been focusing on sales taxes, gas taxes, to fund our streets infrastructure. And those, unfortunately, are flat, and our costs are going up.
Steve Rasmussen is working on 13 different items based on council input from a recent retreat. Solid waste and golf courses are still on the table as areas that could face realignment. Steve Rasmussen was in the studio for Sound Ideas on November 20th. I was going to play you a sound cut, but apparently we have some technical difficulties. But basically he said that he thought there were 3 to 5 areas where he thought it could add up to $3 million in cuts, but the council would have to make that decision. Do you think the council has the history of making those kinds of tough decisions to actually cut that kind of money?
Well, I think it's quite clear that the council does not have the history of making those kinds of cuts. Will the council make these kinds of cuts? I'm confident that, well, whether it's all cuts or maybe some user fees, like maybe we up golf fees by a certain amount, maybe we do not have bulk waste, or maybe we only have bulk waste twice a year, whatever those realignment of services might be, we're going to have a balanced budget, and we're going to have it in time.
So bulk waste, let's just explore that for a moment. Let's say that there is just bulk waste twice a year, all right? That's a hypothetical.
Could be. And that came before the council several years ago, and the council didn't want to, again, we've been fooling around with bulk waste and trash
for years.
More than that, more because it was a couple years before I was even mayor.
But if you're only doing bulk waste twice a year, you don't need the staff on the city payroll to actually handle all of that bulk waste. So the council will have to face off or see those people in council chambers when it's time to make that decision. Can they lay off people? Can they make that decision?
That's not the biggest issue, because we can reallocate people to Parks and Rec.
Are you saving any real money then? If you're not cutting people.
Well, yes, we are. If we reallocate them to Parks and Rec, for example, and I think that's where much of the change has been, but if we're reallocating people to Parks and Rec and we're not hiring as many seasonal people, then yes, absolutely, we do save money. And also we save money in terms of tipping fees and anything that we're bringing to landfills. And so, the rough guesstimate, I believe, is somewhere around $1.5 million that we could conceivably that it cost us. I don't know that we're going to save that much, because I don't think anybody's talking about cutting the service out completely, at least among the elected officials.
How does your line item veto work, and do you think you'll end up making decisions that the council can't reach as a group?
If we do not have a balanced budget, and the only time we've had this was back in the fall of 2014, which was the fiscal 2015 budget, I did have to several times use what ultimately was a veto threat in order to get the council back to the table to really decide that they had to pay their bills. We had to do something. You either had to cut services, or you had to increase fees, or you had to increase taxes. I mean, there really are only a few ways that you balance budgets. I'm very confident that this council is very well prepared. They've asked for this. They've been very proactive. I'm very confident that I'm not going to have to go down either a veto or a line item veto path. But a line item veto is much more surgical. It may very well be that once the budget is passed, that it turns out as I go through it, that there are an item or two that I decide to use a line item veto on.
The mayors of Bloomington and Normal stop by Sound Ideas most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. Mayor Renner, thanks for your time on Sound Ideas.
Thank you, Mike.
Next week, you'll hear from Town of Normal Mayor Chris Coos. This is Sound Ideas.